Audio track 7. Messing about on boats. Location 7. Opposite St. Edward's School.
The playing fields, which you can see opposite, and the grassland between the canal and the railway, belong to St. Edward's School. The school was opened here in 1873, and one of its first pupils was Kenneth Graham, author of Wind in the Willows. Graham must have seen horse-drawn narrowboats travelling along this stretch of the Oxford Canal. Perhaps this inspired the scene where Toad escapes from prison to hitch a ride on a boat. Round a bend in the canal came plodding a solitary horse, stooping forward as if in anxious thought. From rope traces attached to his collar stretched a long line, taut but dipping with his stride, the further part of it dripping pearly drops. Toad watches as the boat approaches. With a pleasant swirl of quiet water at its blunt bow, the barge slid up alongside of him, its gaily painted gunwale level with the towing path. Its sole occupant, a big stout woman, wearing a linen sunbonnet, one brawny arm laid along the tiller. Kenneth Graham wrote barge rather than narrowboat, and perhaps this is a good moment to clarify the difference. Barges are wide and flat, and they work on rivers and wide canals. The boats which travel the smaller canals, like the Oxford, are called narrowboats. They are all the same width, which enables them to access the entire national canal system. Graham's whiskery hero, Ratty, with his blunt snout, round face, and small neat ears, was not a rat but a water vole. And along this stretch of canal, there still lives a community of these shy creatures, one of only 5 colonies identified in a survey of all the waterways in Oxford in 1997. Another Wind in the Willows character is Otter. Recently, otters too have been seen on the canal a little farther north, a good indicator of the lack of pollution in the canal. You may have noticed the conservation area signs already. These signs mark sections of the bank where boats aren't allowed to moor, in order to encourage ecological diversity. The residential boats along this stretch of the canal are on what are known as Agenda 21 moorings. Agenda 21 refers to a United Nations environmental commitment for the 21st century. In the 1980s, there are a large number of residential boats on the Oxford Canal, but not enough permanent moorings. Some of these boats were accommodated in serviced moorings at Hythe Bridge, and in 2002, several stretches of these low-impact Agenda 21 moorings were also approved.
Directions 9. Continue under the railway bridge, which carries the line to Bicester, past allotments on your right, and the railway line to Birmingham, once the canal's great rival, on the left. Beyond the railway, depending on the time of year, you may be able to see the wide expanse of Port Meadow through the trees. The view from the crest of the bridge, number 236, is especially impressive. Cross the bridge to look at the map, positioned just a few feet away on the edge of Wolvercote Green.